From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama embarks on the final day of his historic three-day visit to Cuba by addressing the Cuban people. He's expected to speak about the two nations' complicated past, the course to normalization, and his vision for the future. Monday, he and his Cuban counterpart Raul Castro held what Mr. Obama called frank and candid talks, then met with the press. Mr. Obama acknowledged the two sides continue to have serious differences on democracy and human rights.
I said consistently, after more than five very difficult decades, the relationship between our governments will not be transformed overnight. We continue, as President Castro indicated, to have some very serious differences, including on democracy and human rights.
After being questioned about political prisoners, Mr. Castro reacted angrily. He demanded to be shown a list of such detainees. Cuba's position is it holds no such political prisoners. Mr. Castro also welcomed the easing of trade and travel restrictions, but stressed the need for U.S. action to lift the more than five-decade-long trade embargo. The International Criminal Court has found former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba guilty on five counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. A three-judge panel at The Hague ruled unanimously he was criminally responsible for acts of murder, rape, and pillage carried out by his militia in Central African Republic a decade ago. Judge Sylvia Steiner, Brazil, said evidence clearly showed the MLC fighters deliberately targeted civilians.
The chamber concluded that the civilian population was the primary, as opposed to incidental, target of the attack.
She said Bemba has effective control of his movement for the liberation of Congo and knew his forces were about to commit atrocities. Bemba had pleaded not guilty to the charges. This is VOA News. The U.S.